Driver, lower the top of the car!
And it was the human hand that moved quickly to the toggle switch and closed it again. The human hand held its place firmly thereafter. Panting a bit, Bailey stared at Daniil. For a second, Daniil was motionless, as though his positronic paths were momentarily out of stability in their effort to adjust to the new situation. But that passed quickly, and then the robot's hand was moving. Bailey had anticipated that. Daniil would remove the human hand from the switch, gently, not hurting it, reactivate the transmitter, and countermand the order. Bailey said, "You won't get my hand away without hurting me. I warn you, you will probably have to break my finger." That was not so. Bailey knew that. But Daniil's movements stopped. Harm against harm. The positronic brain had to weigh probabilities and translate them into opposing potentials. It meant just a bit more hesitation. Bailey said, "It's too late." His race was won. The top was sliding back and pouring into the car, now open, was the harsh white light of Solaria's sun. Bailey wanted to shut his eyes in initial terror, but fought the sensation. He faced the enormous wash of blue and green, incredible quantities of it. He could feel the undisciplined rush of air against his face, but could make out no details of anything. A moving something flashed past. It might have been a robot, or an animal, or an unliving something caught in a puff of air. He couldn't tell. The car went past it too quickly. Blue, green, air, noise, motion, and over it all, beating down furiously, relentlessly, frighteningly, was the white light that came from a ball in the sky. For one fleeting split moment, he bent his head back and stared directly at Solaria's sun. He stared at it, unprotected by the diffusing glass of the city's uppermost level sun porches. He stared at the naked sun. And at the very moment he felt Daniil's hands clamping down upon his shoulders, his mind crowded with thought during that unreal whirling moment, he had to see. He had to see all he could, and Daniil must be there with him to keep him from seeing. But surely a robot would not dare use violence on a man. That thought was dominant. Daniil could not prevent him forcibly. And yet Bailey felt the robot's hands forcing him down. Bailey lifted his arms to force those fleshless hands away and lost all sensation.